Turning point number two, 3 days of peace. Just when I thought that I couldn't possibly relive the awe that I'd just experienced from the moon landing, the unthinkable happened. The TV stations that had been showing the images of Neil Armstrong on the moon just a few weeks before were now carrying another story that the whole world was watching as well. As I stepped over and turned up the volume on the TV set, it was clear that the story had the attention of the tired workers with me at the dinner table as well. In a twist of fate that couldn't have been choreographed any better in an otherworldly novel, the television was showing over 500,000 young people living together peacefully at the Woodstock Music Festival in New York. And it was happening during the same summer as the moon landing. What are the chances, I thought, reflecting on the irony? The power and synchronicity of what I was seeing on television was both surreal and deeply moving. The news reports were describing how the 50,000 or so people originally anticipated by the festival organizers had unexpectedly turned into a 500,000. The bottom line was that the concert facilities could no longer handle the sheer number of people safely. The organizers did the only thing they could do. They declared the festival a free event and then did their very best to provide food, water, medical and sanitation services to the rain-soaked audience that had turned the New York State Thruway into a virtual parking lot on their way to get there. While it had long been known that both the landing on the moon and a gathering of so many people were possible, the unknown factor was how such events would turn out. The fact that Woodstock ended up being the largest and most peaceful gathering of its kind in modern history was a paradigm-altering moment in the minds of people throughout the world. With so many young people gathered in such a small area, with so little supervision against the backdrop of heated emotions regarding the Vietnam War, the widespread belief had been that chaos would turn the event into a dangerous disaster. But what transpired that weekend showed mainstream Americans that their fears were unfounded. Throughout the 3 days, which actually turned into 4 days, of music, love, nudity, sex, drugs, rain, and mud, the reality of the festival became the theme for a generation, peace and love. The fact that humans went to the moon, walked on the surface, and returned safely altered the paradigm that had held the vision of people bound to this world only. And the fact that this event happened during the same summer as Woodstock is an irony that future generations will study and they will marvel at. In the span of just a few weeks, we showed ourselves that we have the technology to visit other worlds and the wisdom to live peacefully on this one without the need for law enforcement or a higher authority forcing us to do so. As different as the events were from one another, both Woodstock and the moon landing proved to be powerful turning points in my life, as well as in the lives of countless other people. And while we know that millions watched both events on TV, I can only describe the reason why both events were so life-changing for me. Both scenarios challenged the world's thinking, ideas, and beliefs that had been in place before they occurred, and both scenarios showed me what was possible. While the preceding examples illustrate the way turning points can show up in our lives, either intentionally or spontaneously, by identifying additional examples that are familiar to us all, perhaps we can get a sense of when they've occurred in the past and just how powerful they can be. Here, I've identified some key turning points that come to mind as just such examples. Paradigm-altering turning points include, number one, the election of Barack Obama as the first black president of the United States. Number two, the terrorist attacks of December 7, 1941, and those 60 years later on September 11, 2001. Number three, the first successful landing of a human on the moon and a safe return. Number four, the fact that climate change is altering the way we live on Earth. Examples of turning points that come from a discovery or a revelation include, number one, the discovery that DNA carries the instruction codes for life. Number two, the discovery of a way to generate electricity and bring it into our homes and schools and offices. Number 3, the discovery of vaccines that have nearly eradicated life-threatening conditions like polio and tuberculosis. And number 4, the discovery that nature is based upon a model of cooperation and what is called mutual aid rather than the competition as Darwin believed. Whether a turning point is spontaneous or intentional, the key to taking advantage of it is to understand that once it occurs, it opens the door to entirely new possibilities and outcomes. In light of the kind and number of crises that we face in our lives today, it may be that our ability to recognize critical turning points or to create them when needed will become the key to transforming our lives.